Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. Booker, that is Perez. How you doing, pal?
I thought this weekend was Father's Day weekend, but it's not. It's next weekend, which actually seems painfully far away.
Let me ask you, have you been out? You haven't been protesting or anything, have you?
No, I want to.
In my mind, I would love to stand with people, but I don't know. We're in the middle of a pandemic and it doesn't seem that smart to me.
Well, that's not why I didn't go. I didn't go because I literally have been working nonstop, like posting and posting and more posting. Like, and my OCD, like I can't rip myself away from it. It's like, oh my God, I can't go to a protest for 3 hours. I've got work to do. This is more important. I might take some time off. I need it. I asked my mom, would you want to go to Vegas in August? She's mm-hmm. like, hell no.
Really? Couldn't even twist her into that.
I know.
Wow.
My mom loves Vegas. She has zero desire. People are over it. Not only people in Vegas, I saw photos of Kylie Jenner going partying in Los Angeles this week at a club. The clubs are opening again in Los Angeles, too.
Hmm.
And they had like a VIP opening for their ultra celebrity, ultra VIP guests. It was at Bootsy Bellows.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Young people are strong, and I think their immune systems are a lot stronger, and I think they'll be just fine. So hopefully I'm right. Hopefully they're going to be okay, and everybody will be fine. We'll find out after this last wave of protests. I mean, that was a lot of people on this planet together in one place. Look, here's the thing, and this is what I think. I think that we've had a good education over the past 3 months of don't touch your goddamn face anymore. Stop with that. When you cough, cough into your sleeve, or don't cough indoors because people may kill you if you do that. And keep a distance away from people now. Wash your hands. You know, I think people will be okay.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about this on Monday. I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
For 2 full weeks, there were protests every day.
Sure.
Kanye West ended up showing up at one of the protests in Chicago. He mm-hmm. also announced plans to pledge $2 million to George Floyd's daughter and other victims. Was it hypocritical of Kanye West to show up and march, even though he's a proud and huge MAGA person?
I don't think one has anything to do with the other.
I don't think I have heard Donald Trump once, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I've heard him once say Black Lives Matter.
I don't know.
Instead, I see him tweeting about stupid shit like still, oh God, I'm going to get heated. After everything that's happened, what's that fucking little bitch in the bunker tweeting about the NFL when it comes back and players taking the knee and him preemptively getting angry about that because Roger mm-hmm. Goodell, the commissioner yeah. of the NFL said in a video that the NFL got it wrong.
Good for him.
And that upset Donald Trump.
How about this, Trump? Stay out of it. It's their business. They didn't ask you. They don't need you to run their business. It's their business. They can conduct it the way they want. Stay out of it. Go run the country.
Because I had forgotten, but the NFL was forcing players not to take a knee.
I got to correct you there. I don't think they ever forced anyone. I think they just stopped televising it.
Oh,
but there were
okay.
players that still did kneel, I do believe. And I think they stopped maybe playing the anthem on TV for some games. And there was a whole different set of things that they did. But look, ultimately, I like that the NFL said, we got to listen to our players. You got to support them. At least hear them. At least try to listen to them. Don't come off so freaking deaf. And I don't agree with everything that happened. I definitely don't agree with doing this stuff at work because that's essentially what these players were doing. But I understand it and I listen and I understand why they're upset and I get why they did it. You know what I don't get? I don't get why everybody gives a shit what other people do. Guy took a knee. I would say, huh, what's that about? You don't like America? No, no, no. This has nothing to do with not liking America. I've been pulled over too many times and roughed around for no reason. And this is the platform I'm doing this. I would say, oh, okay. I heard you. I get it. And I would move on. I don't get why people get so wrapped up in why other people are doing shit. Not hurting anybody.
Well, they feel attacked.
Why does everybody feel attacked? Like, what are they trying to take from you?
That's why so many people are like, all lives matter. And they don't get it. It's like, yeah, people saying Black Lives Matter, that doesn't mean your white life doesn't matter.
They're just saying, hey, look at us. We got a problem here. Hey, can you help us out with this? Can you pay attention to our plight in life here? Oh, okay. I'm listening. You know, I'm going to help you out on that. Instead of, oh, you fucking hate America. And you can't stand the veterans. Huh? What the fuck do they have to do with this? That has nothing to do with this. Like, people are maddening. They're just fucking maddening. And it's just, it's got to be hard to be a politician because, I don't know, I like to think I'm a sensible person mostly, especially the juxtaposition of me to you. I think I'm sensible. You would think that people just could at least listen and go, okay, I can understand that point of view. But people can't. They've dug in because they're dumb.
It shocked me. I was naively under the impression that California Republicans were different than other Republicans. Or California conservatives, whatever you want to call them. I was like, yeah, yeah, people in Orange County are really conservative, but they're California conservatives, right? But then I saw so many fucking videos, video after video after video in all of the Orange County cities, from Huntington Beach to Laguna, Niguel to Long Beach, like all of these.
It's very red there. Yes. Very red in those counties.
And seeing all these videos of like these anti-protesters and these really angry people and driving around with your fucking Trump flag and oh my God.
like he's a football
player. Yes.
That's what I don't get. I'm like, boy, you're really all in on this, aren't you?
You can disagree with me and you did, but I thought it was hypocritical of Kanye to show up at that march, at that protest in Chicago and to march without saying, you know what? Like he didn't denounce Donald Trump. In that moment, if he would have said, you know what, I was wrong about Donald Trump, but this and that, the other, like, I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way.
I feel you. I'm not going to argue with you over your feelings for that. It's not like it's not logical. That's a logical thought. There's a parallel there in supporting him. You feel like he's supporting that movement.
Listen, I want to be very explicit. Not all conservatives or Republicans are bad people. It really warmed my heart to see a few days ago Mitt Romney marching and what he said. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, we need to be advocates and to our voices. And he literally said Black Lives Matter. And just to see him there, that was meaningful to me.
It was a touch of humanity.
Yes.
And that's all we're looking for. God, the bar is so low that you see somebody just doing the right thing. I'm sure he took shit
for
it.
Yes, absolutely. That's the thing.
That's the best part about it.
It took real GOP courage, I call it. It's real GOP courage. Also, I saw NASCAR is back. They had, like, I think their first meet or whatever you call it. Frankly, I'm happy to be going back to normal-ish or our new normal. Oh, my God. Anyways, you can cut this out if you don't want to talk about it, but I think it's interesting because Booker and I had a big disagreement and different takes on something that happened.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yes.
Should we talk about it?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care? All right.
No, not at all.
Okay, good, 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 good. So there was this radio DJ duo, Kimberly and Beck, from this radio station in upstate New York, that ended up getting fired for the statements that they made when talking about some of the protests that went sour and that people started looting. And one of the co-hosts said, well, were they acting N-word-ish? And then the other one called them thugs.
Called the looters thugs.
Well, but okay, fine.
Let's keep that straight.
She still said N-word-ish. Like, what does that even mean, acting N-word-ish? How do you act N-word-ish? Like, what the fuck does that mean?
She was trying to say that black people sometimes call each other that word.
Okay, yeah. But how do you act N-word-ish?
By the way, she quote said N-word-ish. We want to keep that clear,
yes,
too.
That's
she
what I said.
She didn't say the actual word.
She said quote
N-word-ish. She said N-word-ish.
Yes.
And she was trying to validate her very ignorant thought of this is how I've seen people communicate with one another.
So here's where Booker and I just majorly disagree. He says, correct me if I'm wrong, that the conversation that these two people had was ignorant. I say their conversation was racist.
No. Don't change history.
All right. I said
you said they were racist.
Okay, fine. I say they're racist. I want to hear from you. Blow up our phones. Call us and let us know. 800-721-1185. 800-721-1185. I'd imagine you guys have heard of this story or listened to the audio. I shared the audio across social media. We just recapped what happened. Would you say that those two people, or especially the one that said N-word-ish, is she racist? I think a non-racist person wouldn't say that, wouldn't express themselves that way. Booker argues that she's just ignorant.
My argument is this, and there is no argument here. I'm already right, because you just started your sentence with, I think. I'm going to tell you, I know. I know for a fact that I have no idea what is in each of those two's hearts. I have no idea their thoughts on race or culture. I have no clue. I know for a fact they said something ignorant. Okay, but I don't know for a fact that they are indeed racist. And you called them racist. Let me ask you a question. Is Hannah Brown a racist?
That's a totally different...
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
How is it? She said that word.
She was singing along to a song.
So what? Why? Because she's a pretty white girl? She
can't
be?
No, that's totally different.
No,
yes,
not.
It is.
You want to be cut and dry in one case, but in another case, you don't want to be. And by the way, they could very well be racist. I have no fucking idea. I have no clue. I do know for a fact that I do not know, nor does Perez. And throwing that word around and calling somebody that is just as bad as calling any person a name. You don't want to be called the F word. You don't want to hear other people use the N word. You don't want to hear any of these. This is just as bad is all that I'm saying. When you patently do not know what they think, and that's my argument.
Okay. It's like what you're trying to argue is the following. Somebody who looted at this is literally what you're saying.
I literally just said what I'm saying.
Well, I'm gonna paint it to you in a different way. Somebody that ended up looting at one of the riots that it got sour, you could argue that person's not a looter.
They're looters.
No, let me finish. You could argue that person's not a looter because it was just a one-off thing.
Why would I argue that? They're literally looting.
Okay, fine.
Trespassing.
I will just break it down for you. I'll ask you this question. Is somebody who says something racist that black people overwhelmingly say what that person said is racist, is that person racist?
Intent is everything. Ignorance is the number one problem in this country. Here's the point. Don't say that word. Just don't use it in any form. Don't try to use it the way somebody else uses it. It's just wrong. And if you think that you can because you've heard other people or people of another race use it, that can't be your defense. That is an ignorant defense. However, I am not going to assume that you are a racist. I will assume that you're ignorant and you could really pay attention the next time sensitivity training is playing in front of you. It's not black and white. It's just not.
I'm going to assume that assholes in their 50s know exactly what they're doing.
Well, that's an assumption. Stop assuming.
Well, I'm not assuming. They said what they said.
Okay. You said what you said. You called them
racist.
I
believe they're racist.
Okay. Well, you believe. I think that's a very dangerous road to travel down. I think it makes you a hypocrite, as a matter of fact. For all the things that you talk about, inclusion and this and that and calling people names and things you don't do anymore, you're doing the same thing. You don't know those people. Once again, you could be right. I will acquiesce to that all day long. I don't know them either.
Well, I just did a Google search and so many headlines literally
say... Oh, well, Google.
So many headlines literally say Rochester radio hosts fired after racist remarks. Like, they're literally...
I'm not going to argue whether they are insensitive or racist remarks. Here's a better argument. If somebody makes a racist remark, that makes them a racist just by proxy of the word. If that's your argument, I'll have that argument. But I'm not going to have this other argument because there's no possible way to get a clear-cut answer to it. You don't know is my point. And you're just as bad as them by calling them names. You're a hypocrite. I know what that word means. Look that one up.
Look at Booker advocating for the racists. They really need you to champion them.
Hey, how about this? Fuck them. I'm glad they got fired. And I would have fired them the second they did. I would have walked into that studio to fire them. If you have a microphone in front of you on broadcast air and you don't have enough fucking sense, maybe they're trying to be shocked. Like I said, I don't know them, but maybe they're trying to be shocking or I have fucking no idea. But I would have fired them in 2 seconds. Absolutely. Then I found out what they did before.
Yeah, some transphobic statements. And they got fired from another radio station a few years before those Jeez. Transphobic comments. Stupid. I'm fine with myself.
I know you. You wrote the F word in your Instagram last week.
I did. I stand by that. To Donald Trump.
That's okay, though.
In that instance, it's in Donald that Trump. Context, and because I'm a gay man, okay. I can use it. Anyways.
You know what it is? Everybody wants to use everybody else's words. And they want to say, well, I could say it because that person said it. How about this? No, you can't.
Speaking of being hypocrites or being hypocritical, a lot of Bollywood actors and even those that are now here, like Priyanka Chopra, have been speaking out about what's happened, literally talking about Black Lives Matter, and a lot of their a lot of people have responded negatively to them because, did you know this, but Priyanka Chopra, amongst others, in the past sold or was like the spokesperson for skin lightening creams.
Okay.
To make you less dark.
Am I supposed to be offended? If you want to look less dark, look less dark. I look better with a little sun on me myself. Girls wear makeup all the time. There have been girls. I woke up the next morning. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Oh, my makeup's off now. It's all disguise. I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
The people that are making... I wish I could have one on the phone right now to express themselves better. But it's like, you're saying Black Lives Matter, but yet you don't want to be seen as dark.
Does that mean you don't want to be seen as dark?
If you're lightening your skin.
I won't argue with people. If that's the way they feel, they can feel that way. But once again, I'm going to try to apply sense to something. If you think you look a little better with some blush or some lighter makeup on or... Look, Sammy Sosa, we talked about him a few weeks ago.
He changed his skin color totally.
He changed his skin color completely. Michael Jackson. Am I offended by him? I'm the biggest Michael Jackson fan of the world. I love Michael Jackson. I would have never thought to be offended by that. But if people are, I guess they can be. I don't walk in other people's shoes. I'll listen if they're offended.
A lot of the things we're talking about, like there's a lot of movements happening right now and...
Too many. I feel like we should just be listening. And I've been doing a lot of that online. Just reading and listening. I'm like, oh, learn something. Cool. There's not enough of that. Too many people calling out cops, all cops, calling out sects of races. And it's a lot right now.
I am old. And while I think I'm an open-minded person in many ways, I'm also like, who were we talking about? Last episode, we were talking about J.K. Rowling. In many ways, I'm set in my ways, too. Were you keeping up with or aware of all the drama over at the New York Times?
In what context?
There was a huge controversy because the opinions section asked Senator Tom Collins of Arkansas to write a piece. And he wrote a piece about how, you know, we need the military to shut this to shut these problems down. Like we need more of a military presence in America to put an end to all of the protesting that's been happening. Anyways, and then there was this huge war inside the editorial department of the opinions page. And one of the older folks in the opinions section sent out a few really interesting tweets. There's a huge generational divide. Older, quote, liberals really are fiercely passionate about your freedom of speech. Younger liberals, college students, and the ones that recently got out of college are fiercely passionate about, I forget how she expressed it, but something about like everybody needs to have the assumption that you're going to be safe. Are you Mm-hmm. Are you following me thus far?
I'm following you. I'm just trying to figure out where we're
so
going.
So here's what it is. The younger liberals, like here's what it is. And there's some examples. Like, let's say, for example, all of a sudden the New York Times wants to invite Donald Trump to speak at the New York Times. The younger mm-hmm. liberals may get really upset and walk out and put pressure on the New York Times not to have Donald Trump speak at the Times. Whereas the older liberals are like, well, we don't agree with what he says, but we should still have him speak because he's the president.
And let's find out what he's got to say. I want to hear this crap.
Yeah.
I want this to make sense. Then if it doesn't make sense, I'm going to open my mouth and say, boy, what a bunch of bullshit that was.
Yeah. I'm noticing that.
I'm an older liberal. Yeah,
I'm noticing that a lot more. Like, and it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, like cancel culture and this and that and the other.
Young people fall in packs, though.
Yeah.
You know, this is such a follower generation. Think about it. It makes total sense. When you look at social media, it's about follows. You know, you go to Coachella, it's about being together. Everybody is a really follower society. If you step out of line at all, they will cancel you. They'll kick you out of their circle, out of their pack that they walk in. And you know, the 70s and 80s weren't like that. It was like, fuck it. If you believed in something, you just said it. You didn't give a fuck if somebody kicked you out of the circle. Especially, or the 90s even. I mean, the 90s kids, we didn't want to be a part of anything. We hated everybody all the time. So it's a different generation, how they're all like, they're all sort of followers. And it kind of sucks to me. I'd like to see more leaders myself.
I mean, I do see a lot of leaders.
I don't in young people.
You don't?
I think they all say the same thing. Look at them on social media. Let's all dance. Let's all dance on TikTok. We'll all do the same dance. Everybody has to do the same thing. Like, we're being programmed to do the same thing. I say don't do what everybody does. Fuck them. Do something different.
Well,
that's interesting.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Hey, and do I respect you for that? You're goddamn right I do. I love that about you. I love when I go right, you go left. I like listening to your philosophy on left.
Well, thank you. Something random and weird that I came across. They're just assholes. I'm not even going to mention them because I want to give them publicity, but I saw this one story that upset me so much, and it had nothing to do with what's going on right now. But this one videography company, did you hear about that story with the videography company?
Keep going.
They were hired to film this wedding. And before the wedding, unfortunately, the bride-to-be died. She was killed in a car accident. And the videography company refused to refund the money to her fiancé. That was totally douchey, right?
Totally douchey. I get you got a contract, but like if you own a company, there's also, hey, do the right thing. You can do that. You could say the right thing is to say, hey, to the family, you know, I know we had an agreement, but let's just chuck that. We understand. That's how you get more business in the future. Now you got this out there. You're out of business, pal. I would never fucking hire you.
Oh, God.
It's just people do the right thing. Just do the right thing.
It's, you know what? It is tied to everything we're talking about because people are
sure.
being locked in our houses too. I think everybody's a little crazy right now. Like, everybody's
right.
A little crazy.
All of this being locked down made us stir crazy. That's exactly what it did. We got cabin fever. Now we're out there raging against the machine.
The videography company didn't just refuse to give the guy the money back. Then after the guy went public, because he went public trying to hopefully get his money back or at least let people know about the asshole company, then on the day that the wedding was supposed to happen, the asshole videography company left this statement on social media to the guy saying, hope you sob and cry all day. Sorry, not sorry.
Come on.
Seriously.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, there are some
wow.
really shitty people here. And actually, one of the good things about this all that's been happening is a lot of the awful people have really been revealing themselves publicly.
You're right.
And we're starting to see, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Or that person that used to be the volunteer football coach at my kid's school is a racist or does mm-hmm. racist things. God.
See, you've learned something already.
I don't know. I'm old school. I think if you do racist things, you're a fucking racist. The one guy who was the former coach at this high school in Santa Clarita mm-hmm. threatened to shoot protesters or looters or whatever. And then I saw this old photo of him doing blackface for Halloween, like as a black man being arrested. He was a prisoner, a black prisoner. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Ultimately, do you think this is good? Like,
yes.
Seeing all of these, seeing how bad it really is? Because I think it is. I think it's eye-opening. I always have wanted to think that we've advanced as a culture. And then you see that we haven't. It's disheartening, but at least it's the truth. I like the truth. I like seeing why everybody's so upset. If people don't understand now, at this point, why people are so outraged, then their head is in the fucking sand. You're just not listening. And it's shocking to me how many people aren't. They're just not listening at all.
Anyways, there's a couple of Tiger King updates. I don't give a shit. Okay. I don't care.
I don't either.
Well, I'll just mention it in case anybody cares and it got ignored because of everything else going on. But Carol Baskin, that woman from Tiger King.
You know, she doesn't even talk that way. That's the best part.
Oh.
No, she's not even really Southern sounding.
Well, she just won control of Joe Exotic's zoo. After a court found the documents that he used to transfer it to his business partner were fraudulent. This all is tied to money that he owed her in the past and blah, blah, blah. She doesn't get the animals, but she gets the land of the Oklahoma Zoo. Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. And Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share too, with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. That's geico.com/giveback. Learn more about Geico's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback. Sending positive vibes to Bad Baby, aka Danielle Bregoli, the Cash Me Outside girl. She is currently in rehab and could be there for up to 2 more months. She's been seeking help for a prescription pill addiction as well as childhood trauma. So, good on her. Also, Scott Disick, even though he's not in rehab, according to reports, continues to receive treatment and is working on his issues. His, I guess you could still call it his sister-in-law. If you're not legally married to somebody, but that person has a brother or sister, that could still be your sister-in-law or brother-in-law, even if they're not, you're not married.
Well, no, that's the in-law part. The law part means that they're married.
Oh, God. Whatever. Yeah. Fine. His girlfriend's sister.
Out of law?
Fine. His girlfriend's sister, out of law, Kim Kardashian, has offered to cover medical expenses for this one protester seriously injured by rubber bullets. Oh, my God. I saw so many videos and photos.
I did, too.
Of people.
That's awful.
Like, rubber bullets can cause serious damage.
Sure.
Holy, God. This year.
I know. The worst
this
ever.
Year.
Even if you talk to like our parents.
Yeah, I was about
stuff,
to ask that.
My mom, I even asked her because she's old as shit. And I'm like, Mom, have you ever seen it this bad? I mean, she was alive in the 60s and shit, in the 50s. And she's like, it's never been this weird and this crazy and this pandemic and this president and this state of the world. This is something to see. I just can't wait till we look back on this. I hope we can look back and we've at least learned something as a society. I hope. Because, man, it doesn't get much worse than this.
God. Anyways, Olivia Jade, who cares? Like, some of these things I don't even care about. Like, that's why, like, it's a, like...
Well, our listeners do. They're probably tired of us talking about this crap.
Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin's daughter, was slammed for urging her followers to use their white privilege to stop racism, even though she's benefited so much from white privilege. I don't see that as problematic. It's like, in many instances, over the last 2-3 weeks, like, if you say something, you're slammed. If you don't say something, you're slammed. You lose either way.
Right. You lose it anyway. Yeah. Well, that's the culture we've created. It's us and them. I don't know who them is. I'm not sure who us is. But that's the world. Everybody's against everybody. It's social media. I'm telling you, that's where it all stems from.
But I do think social media is good, because if it weren't, then we wouldn't have seen a lot of these incidents that happen.
I don't need to see them. I don't need to see them.
I want to see them.
It's, you know what it is? It's like the it's like car chases in LA. They broadcast them like it's fucking entertainment for us. That is a maniac out on the roads putting everyone's life in danger, but yet we all gather around to watch it. Think how fucked up that is.
What's happening now in the videos people are sharing are actually important, I think.
Well, that is a good point. But some of them aren't, and some of them are taken out of context.
Yeah, some of them aren't. Yeah, I get it. All right, let's keep it moving. You were right. You said this a couple of weeks ago, according to, I think it was Billboard I read it in, it's all but certain that Coachella this year is going to be canceled, and they are asking the artists to perform next year instead. If it happens, you think they're even going to, if there's no vaccine by April, are they going to have Coachella in April of next year? Who knows? Anyways, basketball is officially returning. That's been confirmed end of July.
That's cool.
And that's it. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Leslie from Kansas City. And I was listening to your recent episode where you were talking about Lisa Vanderpump and how she told Sheena Shea to be a professional, even though she doesn't like the unfair edit that she was getting. Isn't that exactly the opposite of what Lisa did with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? When she didn't like the edit she was getting, she was super unprofessional and did not go to the reunion. What are your thoughts on that? Thanks so much. Love the show.
Good point.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. I will put an asterisk by it, though, because I do believe that Lisa just lost her, what, brother at the
and
time?
And mother, both.
At the same time. So I'm going to give her a little bit of leeway on that, but it's a very solid point.
And there was so much drama this week over Vanderpump Rules and some of the castmates being racially insensitive.
Yeah, shocking. They're just dipshits. Is that insensitive?
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. It's Kyle Marissa calling from Annapolis, Maryland. I just wanted to say, Perez, I literally, but not really, died about your pooping pants story. I have the same problem, and I've had it literally since I was two. We called it squirting. I had the squirts, and then I, you know, turned 18 and learned what porn was, so since then, squirting has been the term. But whenever I'd go to, like, the toy store, anything like that, I'd immediately shart. So say, you're not alone, and thank you for making my day. And I sharted earlier today when I was walking my dog. So, all right? Love you guys. Booker, you're the man.
That was awesome.
I like being honest.
And I sharted today. So does she.
Yeah.
Oh, you sharters.
Hi, Perez and Booker. It's Luke from Ohio. First of all, I want to say, fuck the shit stain. You were talking about the Gaga album, and you said that Rain on Me used the same sample as Katy Perry's Swish Swish, and that's incorrect. It's actually the song Sour Candy that uses that same sample. Rain on Me does not use that sample.
Ah.
I can't wait for Booker to hear Chromatica because it's amazing, and keep doing what you do. Love you guys.
I thought I heard Daft Punk in it, but it's not Daft Punk. It's reminiscent of Daft Punk, the funk. But when you'd said it, I it didn't sound right to me, but maybe you just had the wrong song. But Rain on Me, it's my favorite song.
Yeah.
I can't get enough. You just not, I figured you'd change
no.
your tune. God, I hear it. I get pumped every time I hear it now. I love Ariana on it. So I love them both on it. I just think it's such a cool song.
I'm annoyed by I don't want music right now.
And I get that. And it's weird that like the Gaga album, I think if it wasn't this time and I get and I appreciate that they did something dance and up tempo because the world is so not up tempo at the moment. I appreciate that they did that. But if it came out at a different time, I would probably like it a little more. I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah,
for it.
I don't even know.
I want to be in the mood for it, though.
Yeah.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. It's Tiara from Boston. Love the show. Big fan. I did have a comment or a question. I want to know this whole thing with Jimmy Fallon and the blackface thing. Why didn't they bring this issue up, I think, in 2019 or 2018 when there was that blackface scandal? And then during that time, everybody said it was comedians were okay to do
blackface because they were comedians. But now they're saying that Jimmy Fallon can't do it. I don't understand why it was okay then and it's an issue now. Love the podcast. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I mean, I don't know. You'd have to ask Lorne Michaels. I wouldn't have thought it was okay in 2000.
I have always wondered if Chris Rock was there, because he was imitating Chris Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone ask Chris Rock then or even now? What were his recollections? Did he think it was screwed up then? Did he not want to say anything because, you know, you're on the show, you don't want to rock the boat? I want to know. I really want to know.
I don't know.
That's enough show for this week. I'm tired.
I am. I'm so empty and spent.
I had tequila last night.
Oh, I've been having that as well.
Really? Ugh.
Oh, agave. It's the good stuff, but still, I don't like it.
I don't like how I just turn into a dick.
You turn into a dick?
Yeah, I get like really confrontational or I'm a little agitated on it or something.
Oh, I've just been making dancey TikToks.
Oh, no, I don't do that. That would be vodka. Now, vodka, I might make a dancing TikTok.
I haven't shared them yet. They're in my drafts folder, but it's really funny.
I can't wait to skip right by those. See you guys next week. 800-721-1185. Take it easy.